every journey with a medal shortens the journey home without a doubt. And I suppose it's fantastic to see both Kira and Mark, you know, come back to both themselves and produce medals and really good form. Both raced, you know, remarkably well. They just treated everything really right. And certainly Kira was very, very close to that silver, but delighted to be home. And even, as I said, actually there was a certain amount of development in this meet where you had, you know, with 18, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds in this trip that have gained such valuable experience. And we've had a few bumps and trips and bumps along the way, but that's life in athletics, and particularly indoor athletics.
Yeah. Let's talk about Mark's performance over the weekend. He did, of course, have that slight blip, we could call it, maybe on Saturday evening, and he got into that final under appeal, and he was going to make sure he was going to get to that start line, Teresa, and he made a count then in the end.
Without a doubt, and all fair dues to him, because not only did, you know, he had to wait on that outcome of that appeal, and which was sort of kind of maybe made a wee bit more difficult by the fact that another country had also put in an appeal which delayed it and delayed the outcome. So, you know, that in itself was challenging. And not only that, because of Mark's finishing position, he was also called in to dope and control and had to, it was probably about 11 o'clock or later when he got out of the stadium the night before his final. But at the end of the day, the right outcome was there, and he certainly made it count without a doubt. And even in terms of how he approached the race and his form, he was very focused, very calm before the race, and got himself out of trouble and held on and had a fine performance.
Yeah, and I suppose having that experience of being at major championships before and meddling at major championships helped him on this occasion too.
I do, surely, and I think that I've always kind of said that about Mark English, that his biggest strength is his mental ability, and he has that ability to switch on and switch off, and you know, so he clearly didn't allow the distractions of the evening before to affect him. And you know, he was up for breakfast the next morning as normal, was in good form at lunchtime, and as I say, was remained focused and calm and coming into his race.
Yeah, Mark medalled, Kira McGeehan medalled. I've said it's a happy Irish camp on the way home at the moment, Teresa.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know, it's such inspiration for everybody, not only at home and athletics, and even, you know, we have a great following of athletic fans, and we have great support from our sponsors. So it's a good news story for everybody when you come home with that support. And particularly, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we have very young athletes on this team coming through the junior and progressing on to, you know, they've even under 23s to go through and then to senior. And to be on a team where there's medals and even having access to those athletes, and even, you know, realizing that it's not, you know, and particularly say the circumstances of Kira and of Mark, where they've had their bad days, that athletes can learn a lot and can be inspired by that.
Teresa McDade, many thanks for joining us, and many congratulations to yourself, and indeed to the athletes and everybody involved in what was a great weekend for Irish athletics. Well done.
Thanks a million, Oisin.